What started out as the image of a frog for the comic Boys Club has turned into a dark political meme. He is Pepe the Frog, who has become a symbol of hate and anti-Semitism on the internet. Next Monday at 10 p.m., PBS will air the documentary Feels Good Man on how this cartoon character was transformed. We talked with director Arthur Jones and producer Giorgio Angelini about their film, beginning with the director.
Pepe the Frog is this anthropomorphic, kind of like stoned-looking, bug-eyed frog, and Pepe has a catchphrase, Feels Good Man. It's also the name of a panel from Boys Club that got taken and put up on the internet and then remixed and redrawn and turned into this incredibly popular internet meme that Matt Fury, the creator of Pepe, really had nothing to do with. And so the story of Pepe takes place over about a 10-year period from 2006 when Matt drew him to 2016, where all of a sudden, 10 years later, Pepe is now being used as a political football in American politics, and it's also become a tool for propaganda for online extremists and white supremacists.
At one point, he begins to wear a Hitler mustache, and there's a Kill the Jews man. How did that connect?
Pepe had been used on the internet and had basically become, as one person in our documentary says, a mascot of the internet. But in the fall of 2015, there was this moment where Pepe really changed in the media. And at first was used by this guy who performed a school shooting. The night before the school shooting, he went online and made a threat and then used an image of Pepe holding a gun. It had not been drawn by Matt Fury at all. 2 weeks later, then-presidential candidate Donald Trump retweeted an image of himself drawn as Pepe. And it was this moment where all of a sudden Pepe had kind of turned into this tool for anger in America. And that anger took on all these different forms. And one of these forms was people started to redraw Pepe, who are online extremists who use anonymity as a tool. So they started to remix and redraw Pepe in pretty blatantly racist ways. And it gave them this tool to basically obfuscate their narrative. Whenever they would post an image of Pepe, like you had said, with a Hitler mustache or saying kill the Jews, someone would call them out as doing something anti-Semitic or racist. They could walk away from that and say, come on, you're being stupid. That's just a silly cartoon frog. I'm just making an edgy joke. But, you know, that's like a fundamental tool for trolling is gaslighting somebody, telling them the thing that they're seeing isn't real. And so our movie is about the transformation of the frog, but it's also about how trolling and gaslighting moved off of message board culture and into mainstream politics.
So what's the nature, then, of this phenomenon? Giorgio?
Yeah, I mean, like, just to build on what Arthur said, like, this turn for Pepe towards becoming this icon of anger in 2015 and 2016, he really became this really convenient propaganda tool to sort of hide and obfuscate all of your bad ideas behind this kind of rallying symbol for a certain contingency of people. And sort of in the absence of a coherent political ideology, it became much easier to then just supplant that with just the image, right, the icon. And Pepe, for whatever reason, became symbolic of all of that emotional rage, that the trolling, the gaslighting, that all has become kind of part and parcel with politics right now.
In our next segment, we talk with Arthur and Giorgio about the kind of people such a symbol attracts. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media.